Oh no, it's gonna be in mono again. But anyway, doesn't matter. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, February 26, 2024. What matters is you can hear me. That's what matters. But only on one channel, though. Oh, I had to make my own sound effect, guys. Sorry about that. But only on one channel, though. But, yeah, but anyway, let's just go ahead and get the weather, guys. Right now in Dallas, it is 37 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Later today, it's saying it's going to be rain and snow with 43 degrees high, 34 low. Tuesday, they're saying it's going to be moderate rain, 41 high, 34 low. Wednesday, it's saying it's going to rain with 48 high, 41 low. Thursday, it's going to be rain and snow again with 41 high, 34 low. Friday, it's going to be snowing with 39 high, 30 low. Saturday is going to be snowing. It's all rain and snow, I think. Yeah, rain and snow. 39 high, 30 low. And Sunday will be the same. 41 high, 32 low. And there you go. There's your weather report. But yeah. Now, I do apologize for this show being in mono. I mean, it's in stereo. It's just only problem is that you can only hear it on the left channel. The right channel, you can't hear anything at all, which is kind of bizarre, really. I don't quite understand that, but that's, I think it has something to do with my with the connection or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but oh well. But anyway, the only thing I can think of is just restarting my whole computer, but I don't really feel like doing that, so there you go. It could have be something to do with my driver or whatever, but again, I don't really feel like fiddling around with sound settings or whatever. But what matters is you can hear me somewhat, so there you go. And I can obviously do some editing later today, like change it to a mono track or whatever if I have to. So there you go. So it's not the end of the world after all. But anyway, I'm not sure what else I can think of. I don't have the VM set up where we can read news, so yeah, I don't. So we're gonna have to boot that up later. I'm sorry if that music is so loud, but then again, you probably can't hear it because of, how close is my door? It's not closed all the way, but oh well. But better safe than sorry, guys. I can't even reach it from here. There we go. And yes, that was a song. I'm not even saying anything, but that was a song from Transformers. I don't know if you heard it. I don't know why I was saying that, but it was You Got the Touch, You Got the Power. It was also featured in the Bumblebee soundtrack, if I'm not mistaken, by the way, which is kind of interesting. I don't think I have time to boot up a VM here. Better safe than sorry, because the VM I'm using to record this program on is already hogging up the CPU pretty good, and I still have my game running, ironically, so there you go. I'm not really sure. We might just have to suck it up and breed stuff in Yorgonia whether we want to or not. Let's hope we find something that isn't paywalled. Um, Let's see if this best restaurants thing isn't keyed. I don't think it is. Okay, price key. Okay, yeah, it's just the thing to let you know how much it cost. And it's sorted by number 40 to 1. I want to go to number 1. So I scroll all the way down. Shoot. Number 1. No Dog Oro. Very expensive one, but it is worth it, though. No Dog Oro is Portland's finest restaurant. It's since launching No Dog Oro nearly a decade ago, Ryan and Elena Roadhouse have popped all over town, presented at Twin Peaks themed dinner for director David Lynch in Los Angeles, and crafted a Zika menu for a conference of some of Europe's most celebrated chefs. No one should be shocked then that after losing their home during the pandemic, which doesn't really surprise me, the restaurant has resurfaced. Given their global reputation, it might be more surprised that they stayed in Portland at all. The home and family are here, so the Roadhouse is R2. Once again, serving their multi-course Solis Cougron, creative cuisine menus in a tucked away Kern's neighborhood space. No Dog Oro excels in the little details, a dab of apricot puree on a perfectly shucked oyster, the curry-scented rice hiding under a pile of delightful salmon roe, the miso butter cookie brought with hot tea at the end of a meal. When there's sushi, this is the best sushi in Portland. Given the price, though, $250 per person, including gratuity, but not drinks, and low number of seats as well. I used to be wary of giving a Dog Oro the top spot on our annual rankings. But these days, when a date for two at random Portland pasta place could easily breach $300, that price seems to be a little bit more reasonable for a chance to dine at Portland's best restaurant, period. Order this. Other than holding out for an intriguing theme, the Dog Oro doesn't offer much in the way of choice. Know this. Elisa Way, Elena's Roadhouse is a hypoallergenic product store, occupies a street-side storefront, previously home to an artist's book gallery. Find the restaurant down the long driveway to the right of the shop. And details, Adoro serves dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday for Sunday at 623 Northeast 23rd Avenue. Visit them online at nodogoropdx.com. And there you go. Anyway, let's go ahead and put our commercial break in now. Sorry if that music's so loud. I highly doubt you can hear it, though, but I feel like it's going to be so loud to the point where you can hear it. But I hope not, though. But we'll just have to hope for the best and hope for the best that you can't hear it. We'll just have to hope for the best. Alright, I'm actually going to put a 4-minute commercial. Well, yeah, might as well. And I'll just let the music be a surprise, guys. Anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Kate McRae, Greedy, and Good Usher Summer Walker 21 Savage, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Did you know that Tate McRae was actually on So You Think You Can Dance, by the way? That's right. I forget what season she was on, but she was on So You Think You Can Dance. But, yeah, I read up on that. But anyway, it is now time for food talk, and I think I've already read this before, but I don't know, but it's a community pick. It's called Mozzarella Sticks, submitted by Karen. At the request of my lovely 12-year-old daughter, I am posting these. It's one of her favorite foods. I'm sure it is. We searched for a recipe together and ended up adapting one to suit our tastes. Enjoy now. I think I have shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. Here we go. It's ready in 15 minutes. It yields 12 to 16 sticks. There's 7 ingredients. There's 1/4 cup of flour. One cup of Italian... Yeah, I think I've shared this before. Let me see if it has the, yeah, I remember reading this. Let's go ahead and read something else. Let's see. Let's see, read about lunch recipes. I'm trying to find something. I remember I already read that just recently, actually. Let's just read healthy lunches for kids. No. Don't know why I was doing that. Some reader mode there. Anyway, baked chicken tenders. This is also a community pick. These baked chicken tenders are super simple and quick for those hectic weekday meals. I put them on top of a salad of homemade honey mustard dressing. They would also go great with some french fries. The variations are endless after all. I'm sure they are. They're ready in 26 minutes. It serves free and there's 4 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. 1 pound of chicken tenders. 2 tablespoons of light mayonnaise. 1/2 cup of Italian seasoned breadcrumbs. And 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. For whatever reason. Here's the directions. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Mix the chicken tenders and mayonnaise in a bowl to lightly coat the chicken with mayonnaise. Mix the breadcrumbs and cheese in a gallon-sized zippy bag. Prepare the baking sheet with cooking spray. Put 1 to 2 chicken tenders in a zippy bag with the breadcrumbs and shake the coat. Place the chicken tenders in a single layer on prepared baking sheets. Continue until all tenders are coated on the baking sheets. Bake in preheated oven for 8 minutes. Gently flip each one so as not to remove the breading and bake an additional 8 minutes. And then, serve your favorite dipping sauce, if you'd like. Someone mentioned Miracle Whip. I am curious. Yep. So yes, if you want to use Miracle Whip, go right ahead. Be my guest. Yes, I know the microwave's going off. Oh, well, you know what interrupts me. I was making sausage in the microwave, by the way, but the microwave's really insisting on me opening it. But I have a show to do, so it's going to have to suck it up. Pizza meatloaf cups. What's this? And their community pick. These are part of my OAMC rotation. My kids really love these. I normally double this recipe as they go fast at my house. Well, okay. Ready in 30 minutes. Serves 12. Ingredients are 7. Ingredients: 1 egg beaten, 1/2 cup of pizza sauce, 1/4 cup of seasoned breadcrumbs, 1/2 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, 1 1/2 pounds of ground beef, 1 1/2 cups of shredded part skin mozzarella cheese, and additional pizza sauce, which is optional. on the directions in a bowl. Combine the egg, pizza sauce, breadcrumbs, and Italian seasoning. Fold beef into mixture and mix well. Divide meat mixture into 12 greased muffin cups. Press mixture in the bottom and up the sides. Fill center with cheese. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit for 15 to 18 minutes or until meat is no longer pink. Serve immediately with additional pizza sauce and cheese if desired. Or cool, place in freezer bags and freeze for up to 3 months. Wow. That's interesting. And also, to use frozen pizza cups, thaw in the refrigerator for 24 hours. Heat in the microwave on high for 2 to 3 minutes or until heated thorough. Top with additional pizza sauce and cheese if desired. And there you go. That's your pizza meatloaf cups, which is pretty interesting. Alright. Got time for one more recipe, I think, but we might as well call it quits here. That's Uncle Bill's, Uncle Bill's Vegetarian Minestro Soup. I might just save that another time. Sounds interesting, but we might save it for another time, guys, because unfortunately, because even though we have like 2.5 minutes left, I want to call it safe here, because I want to put music in and the thing in, like I said earlier. Alright. Or we're just gonna put 3 minutes in this time, guys. Just saying. And for our music, we're gonna put in, David Kushner, Daylight, which lately hasn't been getting a lot of airplay. I think it needs more airplay, guys. But then again, it has been falling off the charts, so there you go. And then after that, we'll play Agoura Hills by Doja Cat. I think that might work. I don't think it will. But we'll see what happens. I highly doubt it worked, though. I think it might, though. Yeah, I think it might, actually, but because we still got a minute left, so maybe it will work. I don't know. We'll see. I have to wait and see what happens. I feel like it will work, though. I don't even care if it's off by a minute, but I probably should, but well. But anyway, you're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I don't know if I forgot to announce the date, but it's Monday, February 26, 2024, guys. So there you go. And if you're wondering what's coming up at 7:40 a.m. is, well, you guessed it, TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So there you go. But yeah, and then at 8 a.m. we're going to do, do Pokemon Sleep, even though I didn't do a lot of sleep research. I did do some, but I didn't do a whole lot because my Pokeball had, you know what I mean. But anyway, yeah, But anyway, stay tuned. Coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 7:30 a.m. We will be right back right after this. Don't go away. That was Is It Over Now, Taylor's Version by Taylor Swift and Daylight by David Kushner right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're ready for TMZ Celebrity News now, and I got this Jerry Seinfeld story, but I'm going to skip it, though, because it's by anti-Israel protesters. So we'll just skip that and read about Taylor Swift's love song Travis Kelce while raging in Las Vegas. How about that? Travis Kelce might have been without Taylor Swift this weekend while raging with his teammates in Las Vegas again. But he certainly had her on his mind. Take a look. Videos of the NFL star belting out love story at XS nightclub at the Wynn Las Vegas are circulating all over social media now. And considering it's his enthusiasm over a T-Swift classic, it is safe to say now that he was sorely missed for the good time he and the Chiefs were having here, after all. These clips capture just a snapshot of Travis's rager. And he wasn't just singing Taylor's tracks. Dude was out there screaming his lungs out to a ton of other tunes, celebratory and otherwise. There's been a little criticism that Travis Kelce surrounded himself with a bunch of hot women during his night out in Vegas with the boys, but clearly, Tay-Tay is front and center in his heart after all. I understand. And as for the rest of the celebration, well, we covered it pretty well already. He was enjoying himself next to Patrick Mahomes and just about every other Chiefs player who helped the team win the Super Bowl a few weeks ago, after all. With everyone coming back for round two. Travis was only in Sydney for a couple days with Taylor. He hightailed it out of there and flew back to Vegas for yet another victory lap of the guys. And they did party hard. Taylor, meanwhile, was busy finishing out the rest of her Australia stint. And soon she'll be flying off to Singapore for more shows. Unclear, though, if Travis is tagging along for that or not, though. But in the meantime, carry us out of here for High Note Tav, really. Now let's read more Taylor Swift. Yeah! Aussie fans flowing with regular bags, but the gun laws are praised now. Now Taylor Swift's Australia bag policy is pretty noticeable compared to the States. Her fans can walk in without having to visibly show what they have inside, and the reason is gun laws. Now, people have been reacting to the fact that all these Aussies going to Taylor concerts over the past couple weeks have been strolling into stadiums with regular shamular bags hanging from their shoulders. And the reason it's getting attention is because America is very different. And that's because it is, unfortunately. Take a look for yourself. These shots of Swifties down under have stirred a conversation about the contrast between Australia's gun laws and the USA's, which are way more strict. Fact is, these youths are able to come in with concealed bags because their national laws surrounding firearms are almost night and day compared to the States. You can own a gun in Australia, but you gotta jump through a ton of hoops to obtain one. And concealed carry is not a thing out there. Semi-automatic weapons are also completely banned there, period. Compare that to photos of American Swifties who were going to her air shows last year, you'll see they had to bring clear see-through bags that exposed everything inside. In other words, yeah. Hardly anyone thinks a Taylor Swift fan would ever bring anything dangerous to one of her concerts. But the truth is, in America, you just never know. That's the reality these days, unfortunately. And Australia pivoted to harsher gun control laws in the mid-90s after an awful mass shooting that claimed upwards of 35 lives and injured many others later. And after that, they swiftly enacted those stringent regulations over owning guns. And there haven't been many mass shootings since, after all, which is good. There are other things about Australia that also are on a tighter leash, too, which has led some to accuse the country of being overbearing. But bottom line, they're experiencing fewer shootings than us, after all. Which is the truth, after all. I guess you gotta take it for what it is, we suppose. Alright, let's leave one more Taylor and Travis story. I'm telling you, this girl is everywhere. Why this relationship works when her others didn't. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have a secret sauce that makes their relationship work in ways their prior relationships didn't, and that becomes evident in Monday night's Fox primetime special, TMZ Investigates Taylor and Travis' Ultimate Love Story. Dr. Phil, Mark Cuban, Skip Bayless, Patty Stranger, Heather McDonald, and others have a clear take on TNT. The relationship works because they are successful in fields that are radically different. Think about it. Taylor's past relationships include Joe Jonas, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, Joe Alwyn, Harry Styles, and many others. Do you see any common threads? Yep, they're all in Taylor's lane. Entertainment. It's impossible to match Taylor's success. And that inevitably gives you way to conflict, jealousy, competitiveness, and on and on. But Travis breaks the mold. He's not only in a different field, he's top of the heap. He's not only competing with Taylor, comparing her success with his. He's conquered his profession, and is comfortable, and Skip Bayless puts it, they can relate to each other on a star level. As Dr. Phil says, not only are they not jealous of each other's success, each actually celebrates the success of the other. They're each other's cheerleader. We get into why the relationship works and what challenges lie ahead, and TMZ Investigates Taylor and Travis' Ultimate Love Story, airing Monday at 9 p.m. 8 Central on Fox. That's Fox 12 Oregon if you live here in Oregon. Portland, Oregon, but you get what I'm saying. But yeah, that's gonna do it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys. And I can't believe every story we read was freaking about Taylor Swift. That is crazy. I'm telling you, she's everywhere, guys. She is freaking everywhere, guys. But yeah, I am going to go ahead and put our commercial in now. Alright, better hurry up and do this. Here we go. I already know what music I want to play. It's going to be The Kid Roy, Too Much, and where's Steve Lacy at? Yes, I'm playing Bad Habit. There we go. Is this from Pokemon X, I wonder? Yes, it is. So, yes, we're definitely playing that. So, yeah. But, yeah. Coming up is The Kid Roy, Jungkook, and Central C, Too Much, and Steve Lacy's Bad Habit for you guys, which is actually, ironically, for Pokemon X. And if you're wondering, guess what? 8 a.m., like it or lump it, we're going to do Pokemon Sleep at 8 a.m. We'll see. I think we have to choose our next research site at 8 a.m. So there you go. So there we go. But yeah, coming up will be Pokemon Sleep at 8 a.m. And then we'll do Pokemon Go two-parter at 8:20 and 8:40 a.m. So stay tuned, we'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy, The Kid Roy, Jungkook, and Central C, Too Much, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, what's funny is it recommended Pokemon Sleep to me when I connected this to my Bluetooth speaker. And funnily enough, that's a segment we're doing, so that's what we're gonna do. So here we go. Sorry it's so loud, that's just how it's gotta be. No, because I think that is corrupt. Alright. Yeah, it did have some sleep data, but I think it was corrupt, so I didn't bother with that. So we'll just skip that. But we can claim our reward here. Well, somewhat. Anything in the shop here we can claim. I don't need that. Probably just a gift, the daily gift. What will it be? I don't know. Oh, come on. Nope, can't even do that because my bag's full. Darn it. Well, let's just choose the next research site then. Yeah, go ahead. That data's corrupt, you dummy. It's not worth it. I know for a fact it's corrupt. I already know it is, because I know when it happened. It happened the day I went to the library to print out some posters from a radio station. Are over there on my dresser, by the way. Take care, Snorlax. Thanks for a great week of snoozy studies. Well, sort of. Didn't really do a good job on this guy, by the way. Oh, I actually got a grade A. That's nice. I could have swore that wasn't going to be the best I did, but I was thinking it would be a better grade. Alright, let's read this. You got a week of very well-regulated sleep, but there's only a tiny bit more that you could be doing to rest your absolute best, after all. Just try to make sure there's never a huge variance in the time you go to sleep or all the time you wake up each day, okay? Alright, if you insist. He did capture my sleep on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I think it was Friday that I was having. I didn't catch my sleep because that was the day that, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Let's continue on. See, no winter wonderland for me, so move on to the beach again. Yes. You want salads this time. Alright, back to basic one again. I better make something for Snorlax, because his things, the recipe box is getting low. Oh. Never made salads before, that's interesting. I don't think I have. It is. extra tasty. Interesting. Pretty much it, guys. Let's just let Sora finishing his berries, and that Pokeball's really insisting on me sinking my sleep data. But we'll try it once Sorax finishes eating his berries. But I'll tell you right now, it ain't gonna work. So let's wait for him to finish eating his berries, guys. Yeah, well, he'll get there eventually, don't worry. Sorry if it's so loud, that's just the way it's gonna be. Besides, bad news, it's gotta be in mono. Out. You can't get in, Winnie. All right, there we go. Now watch as I try to sync my data. Yep, there's a problem with some of your sleep data. It's gonna delete it. So, yeah, forget that. Anyway, let's go back out here now. And we'll just go ahead and shut this off. And coming up at 8:20 a.m., we're gonna have a two-part of Pokemon Go. Where basically I am going to be talking about some really cool stuff with you guys, which will be really fun to talk with you guys about, so that'll be kind of interesting, so there you go. It's going to be really fun, guys, you'll want to check that out, guys, it's going to be really fun. But yeah. I'll have more Pokemon Go at 8:40 a.m., so it's not quite over that for that, so there you go. But yeah, Ariana Grande Yes Hand is coming up, and after that we'll be, trying to think here, I would say, maybe Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. We'll try that, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, coming up is the first part of Pokemon Go. So stay tuned. Coming up is Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo and Yes And by Ariana Grande right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. I just had a little tragedy earlier, but everything's okay now. But anyway, It is now time to do our two-part segment of Pokemon Go. Again, apologies for it being so loud, but that's just how it's gotta be. World of Wonders is coming March 1st, by the way. Alright, we'll heal you up. See if we can give you a berry. First we'll do this. Sorry it's so loud, that's just how it's gotta be. Okay, I guess that's good enough. Alright, let's see if we can feed you two. There's not really a whole lot of raids going on now, after that little event that ended yesterday. I'll heal up Garchomp, don't worry. That's the best I can do for those two there. Who cares? Even a curveball won't make a difference. Let's try Bunnelby. Sorry if it's so loud. There we go. I didn't catch a Pokemon yesterday, so I swore I did. Oh, that's right, I did do my 7-day streak yesterday, I think I did, yeah. Let me double check, though. I did, yeah, I could swore I did. It was on a Sunday. Power up Pokemon 3 times to get a free Ultra Balls. And there we go. Simple as that. Alright, let's try this guy for a change. Alright, nice curveball. Works. Nothing. Yeah, there is one raid going on, but it's a local raid. It's Team Rocket. It's a one-star Sandshrew. I'm not worried about that BS. Yeah, forget that. I'm just gonna wait till the next event comes and save my coins for that. I have 1,500 coins, guys, by the way. So I want to save those for the next event. Ha ha ha. and checked it. Oh, yeah, I caught... Alright, I caught... Well, let me turn this down a little bit. I caught some Pokemon at raids, a lot of them. That's why I had to buy some coins with real money. Yes, that's right, real money with my iTunes money. I had to buy some money, coins with real money. Yep, not kidding. To get some Pokemon, and I'll show you right now. Giratina. Regius. Uxie. Palkia. Dialga. The Spirit. Dialga again. Regius again. Azelf. Him again, Azelf. Palkia again. Giratina in a different form. Heatran. Cresselia. Cresselia again. Enamorus. And last but not least, Zygarde. I believe that's it. Yep, that's all the legendaries I have. So yeah, that's part one of Pokemon Go, guys. So there you go. But anyway, yeah, we're going to do another part of Pokemon Go at 8:40 a.m. So there you go. So yeah. So let me go ahead and get that commercial on really quick for you guys. We're gonna play Cannon's Levenue, which has been making a comeback on the chart, I think. And then after that, we are going to play Escapism by Ray and 0070 Shake. Well, it's Ray and what am I thinking? It's Ray and 070 Shake. I'm thinking of 0070 Shake. What am I thinking? Weird, am I? But yeah, that's Cannon's Loving You and Ray and 070 Shake, Escapism. So there you go. But after that, will be the second part of Pokemon Go, and then after that, we'll finally be done with the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And you're probably wondering what that little tragedy happened earlier during the break. Well, I accidentally fed my dog a piece of big sausage, and he kind of choked on it, so... Yeah, that was not cool, but thankfully after during the break, and thankfully he managed to get off of it before I got off the before I started getting on, started recording, so there you go. So there you go. Yeah, anyway, coming up is the second part of Pokemon Go before we go off the air. Well, I mean not go off the air, but before I am finished doing the show, I should say, but that makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, I hope that makes sense. But anyway, yeah, coming up is the second part of Pokemon Go, which will be even funner than news and weather, won't it? But anyway, yeah, stay tuned. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with the second part of Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
I think so, there's nothing to
that was Escapism by Ray 070 Shade and Love New Cannons right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for the second part of Pokemon Go, guys. So here we go. Let's look back up now. Here we are, back in Pokemon Go world now. I already showed you my legendaries, but, I don't know what else we can do. There's no nearby raids, I don't think. There's really nothing, any interesting raids nearby going on. Nothing really that fun going on right now. But yeah. I would like to do, I always dreamed of doing a raid on the air, guys, but I don't think that's gonna happen today, guys, sadly. Well, we can catch ourselves in Ekans, that's nice. Very nice curveball, that's good. Yeah. Like you're worth anything to me. Is it a little bit tricky to find? It's so close, though. Oh, and they're a nice curveball. Interesting. Everything in this house tends to be worth nothing, guys. I will admit that. But it is good music, though, I will admit. You know, they had different music while the event was going on. During the weekend, they had different music. It was kind of interesting, but the weekend's over with now, so that they're using the same type of music they used before. But what's funny is they're still using that same boot-up music they play when you load up the game. But they'll probably use the same music they used before once the Timeless Travels event is completely over with. So that's kind of unfortunate, but well. But it was worth it, though. I got 17 legendaries, though, which is kind of interesting. Can I still use the Roar of Time, I wonder? Yes, I can. I can use it whenever I want. Only for 6 minutes, though, but I could probably increase it a little bit, but it's okay. It's good for halftime. I finally caught Snorlax with a nightcap. Check this out. I just thought that cry was funny. But yeah. Go back to my legendaries again. I'll show you the ones I only caught at raids. Giratina. Skip that one. I think this one I caught at raid. Yep. Remotely though. Palkia. Dialga. This one was also caught remotely as well. Skip that one. Dialga. I think a lot of these were caught remotely. That was Dialga again. think this was... Nope, that was time research. Never mind. Polk, yeah, this was also caught remotely. Garatina, that was caught during research. So was this guy. That guy was also caught during time research. This guy wasn't, though. He was caught during a raid. Cresselia. This guy was caught at raid in Dallas. And, yeah, I think that's it, guys. So, a bunch of these were caught at raid. So, there you go. But, yeah, yeah. We'll see if we can catch one more Pokemon before we go. Looks like it's just this guy, but we'll try anyway. Maybe we could slow him down. Highly doubt it'll work, though. There we go, finally. That's what we want in the first place. 2-star. I'll just hold on to it for the time being and see what I do with it. At least I got it now, so that clears up. And we'll go ahead and conclude it here. Let me put some stuff in here really quick. Put PSA in. 2. And for music, we're going to conclude it with, you guessed it, Why Am I Not Surprised, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For, and Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. So there you go. But I still have like a minute and a half left to talk with you guys. But yeah, this weekend was pretty epic for me on Pokemon Go, guys. Saturday was probably by far the most epic day of all. Sunday was kind of epic. That was the day I caught Garatina, by the way, in the raid, and a few others as well. But Saturday, on the other hand, was the most epic day of them all. I really wish I was going to do a morning show that day, but I don't do morning shows on Saturdays and Sundays because those are my days off, as far as morning shows are concerned, so there you go. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Hopefully I'll see you on Tuesday. I would really like to break in their 5-day streak again. I've already done it twice. Let's see if I can do it again. And hopefully we'll do it again for because it's getting pretty close to the end of February, so let's see if we can do it again. But anyway, thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, and I will see you tomorrow, guys, hopefully. But until next time, bye-bye, everyone.